A reading from the book of Daniel. Then I, Daniel, turned to the Lord God to seek an answer by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession, saying, Ah, Lord, great and awesome God, keeping covenant and steadfast love with those who love you and keep your commandments. We have sinned and done wrong, acted wickedly and rebelled, turning from your commandments and ordinances. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our ancestors, and to all the people of the land. Righteousness is on your side, O Lord, but shame, as at this day, falls on us, the people of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and all Israel, those who are near and those who are far away, in all the lands to which you have driven them, because of the treachery that they have committed against you. Open shame, O Lord, falls on us, our kings, our officials, and our ancestors, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God by following his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. from the letter to the Hebrews. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I and the children whom God has given me. Since therefore the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. The word of the Lord.
Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted of Satan, make speed to help thy servants who are assaulted by manifold temptations, and, as thou knowest their several infirmities, let each one find thee mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Good evening and welcome to this Lenten service of Evensong at St. John's Cathedral. We're happy to have you with us. If you're new to our congregation and would like more information about it, please raise your hand so a greeter can give you an information bag. If not that, please at least fill out a newcomer card in the pew there so we can get in contact with you and see how you enjoyed it. We have an event happening this coming Saturday at 5 o'clock. Archbishop David Moxon will be with us. He's an archbishop from New Zealand, and he works at the Anglican Center in Rome, so he works closely with Pope Francis. He'll be coming to speak this coming Saturday at 5 o'clock. There'll be a reception afterwards, so please RSVP to the cathedral office, speak to Judy Maurer if you'd like to attend, so we make sure we have enough for everybody. During this Lenten season, you're also invited to walk the Stations of the Cross every Friday evening at 5 p.m. in Cummings Chapel, which is that direction around the chancel there. And save the date for our upcoming parish retreat. It's May 8th through the 10th. More details will be coming to you soon. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, we remember before you all poor and neglected persons whom it would be easy for us to forget, the homeless and the destitute, the old and the sick, and all who have none to care for them. Help us to heal those who are broken in body or spirit, and to turn their sorrow into joy. Grant this, Father, for the love of your Son, who for our sake became poor, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, whom saints and angels delight to worship in heaven, be ever present with your servants who seek through art and music to perfect praises offered by your people on earth, and grant to them even now glimpses of your beauty, and make them worthy at length to behold it unveiled forevermore, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
O Lord, support us all the day long, until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, and the busy world is hushed, and the fever of life is over, and our work is done. Then in your mercy grant us a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at the last. Amen. Amen. Look with compassion, O Lord, upon this your people, that rightly observing this holy season, they may learn to know you more fully and to serve you with a more perfect will, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.